Vikings game plan continues. It's your radio team, Pete Bursich and Paul Allen from the Vikings Radio Network, and it's time to take a look at some tape, courtesy of 3M. Is Green Bay's offense markedly different with Jordy Nelson back in the mix?
I think what Jordy Nelson gives them is a red zone threat, especially when Rodgers can open up and scramble, and then another deep threat. So, yeah, he does add some variability to that offense.
Let's begin with the running game, and Eddie Lacy, take it away.
The tackling of Eddie Lacy is unbelievably important. In this case, against Jacksonville, if the corner makes the tackle right there, then you're sitting in a situation where they lose 3-4 yards on the play. So Lacy has the ball there, and you don't get anything. And then, you know, here's another thing. You get the little push in the back there by 87, and of course that the referees don't want to call.
No, so those not are
the,
that.
Those are the things that you got to look out for. But now the guy has a head of steam. So Eddie Lacy, in this instance, takes a play that would have been a 3 or 4 yard loss, and then all of a sudden turns it into a bigger gain and moves the chains. So the play fake, the pump fake outside, he sees man-to-man. The safety has Lacy in coverage. You have a free dropper, but the thing is Lacy can get through. Good blocking up front. Jordy Nelson doing a nice job blocking on the outside. I think that's one of his more underrated abilities. And Lacy able to just find that little seam and get moving on the first down. So the ability, again, to bring Lacy, when we make contact with him, to bring him down and not necessarily let him fall forward. We'll take a look at against the Bears. In this case, this is what Rodgers sees a lot. Two deep safeties. You want to keep these safeties here. If he has a check with me called at the line, and he does that most of the time when he's under center, that's another big thing. When Rodgers is under center and you have Lacy in a dot back, which is, means he's raping directly behind them, you have a higher probability of a run. So Aaron takes a look. You can see him checking off right now. So the Bears really not doing a great job of disguising or giving Aaron one look and then doing another. But they do. They get the safety in late. He's coming in late. But still, when you have a free man like this guy, the safety right here, when you have a free man to the ball, you have to make sure that guy comes in and makes the tackle. There's nothing more frustrating for a coach to have something game plan and then all of a sudden to have this kind of stuff. You can't tackle this guy high. You've got to get him at the waist or lower and bring him to the ground. He's just too big up top, too strong of a runner in order to bring him down like that.
Harrison Smith takes a better angle than this, right?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things about Harrison Smith. And we know that Harrison Smith, in my opinion, is one of the most well-rounded safeties in the league. So he's more than able to do things like that.
So if you're going to run, and this is why Harrison Smith signed a contract extension, because he makes plays through the air and on the ground.
So taking a look at what else? Rodgers, again, under center. So they fake the handoff. And this is where Rodgers can beat you with his feet. You see Jordy Nelson down here on the bottom. He gets going, but as soon as and Aaron is still scrambling, they're going to run away from him. You got good coverage, but he's still able to make the right decision. The corners sink in. This is cover two. You've got Jordy Nelson bracketed over here. He goes with the safe on the outside. So even when you do cover things well.
But you end up with a linebacker on Randall Cobb. How's that happen?
Well, it's because they're playing deep and letting them making it throw short. And that's just a kind of a compromise of the defense. Now Rodgers in the shotgun, so you're a little more likely to get the pass. He doesn't see what he wants because this linebacker is doing a nice job. So he buys himself time by doing what? By rolling out. You got to have a disciplined pass rush. This defensive end is getting way too heavy on the tackle. He can't respond as Rodgers rolls out. And one of the things you'll notice right here with the wide receiver is as soon as he sees Rodgers roll, he takes this route and extends it deep. And that is something that we'd like to have seen the receivers do last year with Teddy. But Rodgers, he rolls out. He's going to throw it. He sees the pressure coming. The linebacker underneath says, I'm going to just sell out, try to make a play. And this is almost a big completion down the field. Great coverage by the corner. So Rodgers here pulls it down, comes back out, buys himself some more time. These two linebackers right here, they decide that they're going to look down the field and they're going to try to scramble and get Rodgers. Leaves him wide open. And with the arm and the accuracy of Aaron Rodgers, even with a guy in his face, one of the linebackers coming up, he's still able to zing that thing in there to
Jordy Nelson. How do you leave Jordy Nelson?
He's on the linebackers. And that's the thing is that the linebackers have to cover like DBs. And they have to know when Rodgers has time, when he scrambles, that they just got to hunt up the nearest receiver and just cover him. Rodgers is a very smart guy. Watch the rush of the two defensive ends. We talk about balance in the rush game and not being too heavy on certain spots or in certain areas. If Rodgers feels this pocket collapse, he's just going to go back and he's going to find his way out. So you'll see the coverage down the field on this play is absolutely perfect. There's nobody open. This end is getting way too high, and this end right here makes the mistake of countering and coming back inside, leaves this angle open for Rodgers. Still, nice job up here by the DB, turning it into man-to-man, covering the back of the end zone. This DB, man-to-man. Oh. So now what happens? He pulls it down, and he runs.
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown, Aaron Rodgers.
You got to have a nice balanced attack, balanced pass rush. The DBs and the linebackers have to know that after a certain period of time, forget the zone, it goes to man, cover the guy in your area, and they'll do a good job. We always play extra guys deep to make sure that Rodgers can't throw. So those guys underneath, when you tackle Lacy one-on-one, hit him below the waist, get him on the ground, and we'll win this game.